Utah Works is based on The Way We Worked, a traveling exhibition created by the Smithsonian Institution and the National Archives that explores how work became such a central element in American culture. Utah Humanities is touring The Way We Worked to six Utah communities during 2017. As part of the exhibition tour, Utah Humanities and Utah Public Radio are partnering with exhibition hosts to interview local residents about their work. This interview took place at the Hiram City Museum.
Gene Hibner describes a small organic dairy in Mendon, Utah, which he operates with his partner, Darren Wald.
I am the reluctant farmer. I never intended to be a farmer. I started a master's degree, and I found that I like cows better than people generally. Our farm is called Cantigree. When we first started, we were trying to name calves. I would say a name, and Darren would say a name. We couldn't agree, Cantigree, and that's how it got its name. The original cow was Red Lady, and we got Duchess. So it was Cantigree Duchess of Cash. So now every one of her family is a Duchess, and I think we're on Duchess 46. We have Paestum, Chianti. I'm very fond of Renzi. After Matteo Renzi, the former prime minister of Italy, and my favorite name was Elspeth Edeltraut. Darren and I were at the Oregon State Fair, and we saw these milking shorthorns, big roan cows with broad backs. We decided that's the breed. They're pretty. Organic Valley, the co-op, picks milk up, and lately it's been going to Jerome to be made into powder, then used in yogurts and... Sometimes it goes into Blackfoot, where it's made into Parmesan cheese. From the time we set up, get the cows in, till the time we clean up and feed the calves, it's between 2 to 2.5 hours twice a day. Also, our cows do not like to be milked at 4 o'clock in the morning. They prefer 7 o'clock. Every time we milk, we move an electric wire and they're giving fresh grass. It's an art. It's not a science. I'll eyeball it. That's why I got a BA instead of a BS. This morning we milked 32. We should end up milking 35, 36 cows, which is a very, very small dairy. We're seasonal, which means we calve all of our cows in March, April, and January and February, they're dry. We do not milk. It makes it really nice because you know for 10 months when you're there night and morning every day that you have got 2 months coming up that you can have a break. It pays the bills and allows us to go to Italy in the winter. The air is better there, and it's warmer, and the food is fantastic. Nirvana. I remember every spring, even until my mother was in her late 80s, the first dandelion I would see, I would pick and take into my mother. When we went organic, one of the neighbors said, "Well, what are you going to do about morning glory, bindweed?" And I said, "Same thing we always did, turn the cows in on it. They love morning glory. They love quack grass. If you let Dame Nature have her way, she's pretty good at sorting things out. I would like to see this state, this valley, this country do something to save the farmland because that's the most important thing we have. It really is."
Utah Works is a collaboration between Utah Public Radio, Utah Humanities, and the Utah hosts of The Way We Worked, a Smithsonian Museum on Main Street exhibition made possible in the Beehive State by Utah Humanities. Support for Museum on Main Street has been provided by the United States Congress. Broadcast of Utah Works on UPR is supported by our members and USU's Department of History, committed to supporting public history and the knowledge necessary for informed decision-making by citizens of Utah, the United States, and the world. Online at history.usu.edu.